Harper Audio presents When the Duke Returns by Eloisa James. Performed by Susan Duoden. Prologue. Fonthill. Lord Strange's country estate. February 19th, 1784. Women have been dressing to entice men ever since Eve fashioned her first fig leaf. Adam was probably irritable after that business with the apple, so Eve would have done her best with some leaves and string. So why was it still so hard to decide what to wear? As her maid tossed a seventh rejected gown onto the bed, Isidore, Duchess of Cosway, tried to decide whether her husband would prefer her in a ruby-coloured velvet with a low décolletage, or a sky-blue open robe with a little train. The decision would be easier if she'd actually met the husband in question.
"Your Grace looked delightful in the white lustring silk," her maid said,
a mulish set to her jaw, indicating that Lucille was losing patience with all the tiny buttons, hooks, petticoats and panniers involved in each change.
"It would be so much less complicated if I only had a few vines to work with, the way Eve did," Isidore said. "Though my marriage could hardly be called Edenic."
Lucille rolled her eyes. She wasn't given to philosophical musings about marriage. Not only were Eve's sartorial options limited, but she and Adam went into the wilderness, whereas she, Isidore, had lured her husband, the Duke of Cosway, out of the wilderness of equatorial Africa. And yet the note she'd received saying he'd arrive tonight sounded just as peeved as Adam. Men never liked to be given directions. She should probably wear...